The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's recording. Okay, great. So, now I can formally say welcome to Happy Hour. Especially for those who are new, either for the first time or have been here only a few times, basically the centerpiece, the focus of our time together tonight is a guided meditation that I'll guide you into. No previous experience is necessary. And then afterwards we'll do a little community practice. It's nice to have a bit of an interaction and feeling of community sometimes. Some days people come, just listen to talks and go home, and there's not a feeling of connecting to other human beings who are have the same intentions for kindness, for waking up in this life, whatever your intention might be, your North Star. So the theme for tonight, for our exploration together, for the guided meditation, is a couple of themes I have in mind. And part of me actually doesn't want to talk about them too much and just lead you into them. But what I always like to say is that the guidance are invitations for you to try on for size. And your experience might be different. So trust your experience. I might be inviting you to conjure up something, and something opposite might come up. Don't beat yourself up. Don't judge yourself that I'm doing this wrong, I'm failing. Whatever is coming up is the experience that needs to be coming up in that moment for you, for your humanity, as long as you hold it with kindness, with gentleness, instead of berating yourself. Instead of treating it with anger and disgust or whatever it is, with kindness. Oh, okay, can I be kind towards myself? You're doing this practice of happy hour exactly right, as long as you're kind with whatever is coming up, even if it's a crowd of sorrows that tend to visit you. Okay? So see what's right for you. Be your own inner Dharma guide. As long as you're having some sense of kindness with your experience and opening to it, then this practice will work through you, will open you up in ways that you can't expect. So with that, a couple of things I'd like to explore tonight in our guided meditation together. One is a theme of gratitude. And I think that's on my mind because, as I just shared with you, I drove through traffic due to a crash. Somebody was not so lucky tonight. Rainy, slippery. May they be well, may they be okay. But just taking, we take so much for granted the fact that all of us have made it here in one piece tonight. And we're sitting in this hall with whatever level of health or peace of mind that we have, but we're here. So much to be grateful for, so much we take for granted in our day-to-day lives. So that's one theme I like to bring up tonight in our exploration. Since it's fresh in my mind, I feel so grateful that I made it here. Even if a few minutes late, I'm here in one piece. Yay! What a thing to be grateful for. And I want to ask you to reflect the same way for you. Wow, you're here, sitting in one piece. And let that brighten your heart, your mind, the sense of, wow, amazing, beautiful, divine. And with that, the second theme I'd like to explore together, it's an invitation to recognize beauty, grace, divinity, whatever word you want to put on it, the sense of awe, amazingness. That is you, that's looking out of these eyes, that is you. Waking up to this miracle, that is you, and then in the guided interaction, extending that to the people we're these human beings that we're interacting with, that are aware, are conscious. Each of you are conscious. It's how does this happen? This amazing awareness that we each and every one of us has, and we don't quite know how it works. And there's, you know, brain science, yeah, can give us some clues, but nobody has any clue what consciousness really is. This divine, this divinity, this amazing capacity of this humanity that we each have for being conscious, aware, thinking, knowing. So I want to turn our attention to recognize that, resting in that, in the guided meditation. So how does that sound? Up for the journey? Let's try it on for size. All right. So I'd like to invite you to get comfortable. If you're sitting on a chair or sitting on the floor, this is a great time to go get extra cushions, especially if you're new. Make sure you're comfortable. Get up, get more cushions for the chair, for the floor. Maybe just move around a little bit. Move around your body. Just see what your body needs. With kindness, listening to what your body needs. And landing. Landing. Landing your body. Inviting your back to be straight but not rigid. Just a sense of elongation. Sitting with grace, with dignity. If you're sitting on a chair, letting the bottom of your feet be flat on the floor or the cushion. A sense of balance in your body, feet on the floor, your hands on your lap, maybe your shoulder rolled back a little. And if you're sitting on the cushion, similarly, letting your hands be on your lap, your shoulders rolled back a bit. And if you're lying, which you are quite welcome to do during this practice period, letting yourself be comfortable. Perhaps at times you might need to open your eyes or have your arm be vertical so it supports you to stay awake. Landing, arriving in this body. Maybe taking a few deep diaphragmatic breaths just to arrive and land in your own time if you wish. Letting the breath be breathed into your abdomen, your belly. Maybe it's held for a second or two. Letting it out with a sound, with a sigh. Maybe a couple more. It's okay to make a sound. Landing more deeply into your body, arriving in this moment. Letting go as much as you can from the cares of your day. And allowing yourself to take this moment right here, right now, treating it as a moment of refuge. Just landing. Being cozy in this moment. As if you're gathering yourself up. As if you're covered with the fluffy, warm, soft blanket of this moment. Safe. Secluded in its comfort. Away, away from the cares of the day, all the thinking and planning. Letting this moment, the deliciousness, the simplicity, the spaciousness of this present moment experience right here, right now. Engulf you with its comfort. Let the breath, the in-breath and the out-breath, as it's breathed in to the abdomen, calm and settle you like a lullaby. We'll just settle with the breath in this moment for a few minutes before proceeding. You find yourself thinking, planning, lost in thought. Just simply notice and maybe smile at yourself and say, "Oh, thinking Buddha, distracted Buddha, that's what's happening right now. Yeah, it's like this." And gently invite further settling, arriving. You You may need to greet the thinking Buddha, planning Buddha, many times tonight. It's okay. Smile at it many times. Breathing in, breathing out. Letting each breath settle and calm you. Calm the mind. And now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind something in your life right now that you're taking for granted. You've taken for granted just one thing. It might simply be that you're here in one piece. You've arrived here safe in one piece. Something that you take for granted or have a sense of entitlement for, of course. That's how it's supposed to be. But not really. It's a miracle that things go as smoothly as they do. That you are here or wherever you're listening in one piece. And really just staying with whatever you've chosen, whatever it might be, with this one thing, with this one blessing. And really consider that if it were not the case, what this moment would be like, the lack of it. If this blessing that you're taking for granted, if it wasn't part of your experience and the opposite was true, allow yourself. This is more reflective meditation I'm inviting you to do, just for a few seconds to reflect what your experience might be like right now if this blessing was not present. And now bring yourself to the reality of this moment's experience as it's showing up for you, where this blessing is present in your life. And noticing how what a moment ago, minutes ago, might have been just the ordinary, the drab, the usual, is now this amazing gift. To appreciate. And celebrate in this moment. I'd like to invite you to choose something else from your life. Maybe something today you did. Or you had. Or visited you. But again, it's just a part of your day you took for granted. And do the same exercise with it and just stay with it for a minute. Perhaps one more. Could be a person you interacted with. What if they were not in the world right now? And oh, wonderful, they are. And coming back and resting with the breath whenever you feel ready, just resting with the breath. dropping in, opening up. To the sense of your own presence, physical, energetic, emotional, landing in your own experience, dropping in, one breath at a time. I'd like to invite you to open up your curiosity, your interest, to your awareness itself. Now that we have some experience in this practice tonight, with appreciating what seems to be the ordinary as not the ordinary, but perhaps sublime. Turning your attention to your own awareness, the awareness itself. This miracle of experience, of knowing. How you are aware. Without really trying, you can't even turn it off if you wanted to. You are aware. Naturally, seamlessly, effortlessly, aware of the sound of my voice. Aware of your breath, the sensations moving through. Aware of the sensations of your body sitting or lying down. Wow. What is this? Awareness. Not trying to figure it out, but opening up to it with awe. To your awareness, to this experience that is you, part of you being human, each one of us. This miracle. That's just working on its own. This knowing capacity, consciousness. To be conscious, to be aware. miraculous, wow, can blow your mind if you pause, ponder. Sense of awe, sense of respect, humility for this that is you, this suchness that is your experience, ineffable. This piece of ineffable, amazing, divine divinity that is you. That is me. Maybe putting palm of your hand, center of your chest, connecting with your own being. This being that breathes, cognizes. Connecting with this miracle. Of life. Of the universe, that is you. Letting yourself be blown away for just a moment. And resting back. Simplicity into the simplicity of the moment is just letting the breath breathe you. To see ourselves and others with eyes of appreciation, with awe, is an expression of metta, of kindness. Welcome back to your own humanity. So for the next part of our time together, we'll do a community exercise, community practice. And if you haven't done this before, you might feel a bit of maybe trepidation, anxiety. It's not uncommon to feel, oh, I don't know, maybe I want to bolt. But please trust me. If you actually do it, you'll be glad you did. And if not, come and talk to me afterwards. I'm happy to hear your reflections. So we'll get into groups of three in a moment. And if you know someone, you came here with them, please get into groups with people you don't know. And really, how we do this is so much more important than what we say. I always emphasize it. So the how is holding a space of kindness, is really metta in action. It's the way we take metta from sitting with our eyes closed, this practice of meditation, we take it into the world. This is the stepping stone where we interact with others, holding a space of kindness for them. How do we do that? First, you try to stay embodied. You try to feel your body while you're listening. You'll be listening twice, speaking once. Try to feel your body as you're listening. In fact, start practicing now. As you're listening to me, try to feel part of your body. In fact, listen as if your whole body is an organ of hearing. As if your whole body is listening, is hearing. Some of you might feel a shift. I'm like, oh, it feels different if I'm listening with my whole body. Ah, you naturally become more embodied that way. And then, as you're listening, as a continuation of this practice we just did, appreciating the amazing being that is you, this divinity that is hearing, holding witness to another human being, and at the same time, seeing their divinity, this amazing being that is them, that is speaking to you, that's relating to you. It might give you goosebumps while you're doing this, really seeing each other's humanities, holding each other for a few minutes in that way. So listening, embodied with kindness, aware of your own beauty, with a sense of awe for yourself and the other person who's speaking. And when you're speaking, again, trying to stay embodied as much as possible, feeling parts of your body, feeling your body as much as possible, though it's harder to do that while listening, I'll warn you. So it's okay if you lose it. Don't be hard on yourself. And then speaking from your heart, sharing as little or as much as you want to share, knowing that you're speaking for your own benefit, not to impress others, not to make a self. You're just speaking so that you're held witness. You're reflected by two other human beings who have consciousness. Consciousness is reflecting this divinity of consciousness. So that's why you're speaking. So, and the prompt is, how was this guided meditation for you? And it doesn't matter what you say so much. You can say, I fell asleep, I was a distracted Buddha the whole time, or you can say, I loved it. It doesn't really matter. It's really how we are engaging with each other. And while you're listening, don't think about what you're going to say. Let that go. That's part of the giving attention, full attention. Trusting that something will come out of your mouth, it doesn't matter. Just trusting. So don't plan. Don't plan. Just let it go. Give the other person. Focus on the practice of holding another person's divinity, this amazing, awe-inspiring being that each of us are, holding that. Okay? Any questions about what we're doing? Great. So please find a couple partners, best to be on the same level, or all on the chair, or all three of you on the floor. Go. And each person will speak for about a minute. Raise your hand if you need a partner. Raise your hand if you need a partner. You guys are a group of two. I'll come join you. Let me pause this. So, we have a few minutes for comments, reflections, questions, what that was like for you, the guided meditation and the interactive practice afterwards. Please, mic coming your way.
I love the theme of tonight, and I especially resonated with trying to connect with all the different things that may seem small that we take for granted during the day. I have lots to be grateful for, and there's just so many things, right? Too, if we start uncovering our experience, there's so many things to really feel grateful for. I feel that way. So yeah, it was just a nice waking up to that again, remembering that. And then I also noticed that I was trying to grasp for the feeling of shared humanity that I know that I have experienced maybe like deep when I've meditated longer, and I just kind of was in a, maybe not tired. So I noticed that too. I was like trying to grasp for that state, to be in that state of feeling our shared humanity and my humanity too. I felt that I got glimpses of that, and it was nice. It was also another really nice reminder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that reflection. Yeah. Other reflections, other thoughts, questions. What did you notice?
Thank you for the meditation. It was very peaceful. It was very nice to give us that awareness of appreciating those things that we take for granted. Also in the community exercise, it was different to listen with the full body and also kind of feeling the energy of the people that you were talking with. It would be great if we can be conscious of that all the time, because I think it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that. It was very nice.
Lovely. Thank you for that. So a couple of thoughts. One is regarding the first one. This appreciation for the ordinary, it can become, the more we do it actually, the more our minds will gravitate that way, instead of finding things to complain about or things to be upset about throughout the day. Our mind will just naturally pop up like, oh, I'm so grateful for this. So it becomes the tendency, the habit of our minds. So with that, I'm going to give all of you homework for the next week. So every day, you're invited to think of one thing you're grateful for. Just one thing that's really ordinary. And stay with it. Instead of like rapid fire, I'm happy, you know, grateful for my health and my family. No, just choose one. Hang out with it for a minute or two. Just relish it. Really appreciate it. And you'll see if you do that once a day or a few times a day, if it comes up for you, maybe you'll have a little reminder, a little post-it note somewhere on your fridge or bathroom or somewhere, or your computer, maybe your monitor. If you do that regularly for a week, you will see that it will become more of a tendency of your mind. In times you don't expect it, it will pop up, which is lovely. And then the other thing you were saying about, oh, how wonderful would it be if we were actually aware of other people's humanity and their the sense of energetic presence all the time. Yes, you can be too. It's just we don't train ourselves in that way. It's just training. The Buddha says whatever you ponder upon becomes the inclination of your mind. Whatever you ponder upon frequently becomes the inclination of your mind. And that is the simplest explanation of neuroplasticity ever. Just what you do becomes the tendency of your mind. So do what you want to do, what you love to do, becomes the tendency of your mind. Let's make space for one more comment or reflection or question or complaint about the practice or interaction. Anyone? Especially people who don't talk much when they come here. Shy people, I want to put you on the spot. Never works, calling up. Calling up. Please, yeah. Am I coming your way?
Thank you. Just kind of a brief reflection, I think. Going through the day, I noticed myself sort of paying attention to like the faraway spots, like my fingers are up in my head. I'm thinking, so I'm at like the distances of my body, and at the end of this I feel much more in like the spine and the bottom of the lungs, as if they, not that they do, but feeling like they connect and sitting up and breathing. And when I was practicing listening and seeing, and that's kind of where that feeling was kind of grounded and rooted. And so it's very different to go from looking around frantically, thinking, looking, grabbing, da da da, to feeling much more central in my somatic and physical self. So I appreciate that very much. Thank you for organizing the space.
Lovely. And thank you for doing the practice and sharing your experience, that it especially when we're thinking and distracted in the world, as you're saying, we're kind of at our ends or somewhere outside our body sometimes even. And this feeling of centeredness, of feeling your body, this embodiment. Lovely, beautiful, I'm so glad. Yeah. So, thank you all for coming to Happy Hour, practicing together, really lovely, especially in this cold, rainy night. And may we all be happy, may we all be grateful or appreciate this amazing being human and all the blessings, all the riches, even with all of its ups and downs. What an amazing ride it is to be human. May we all appreciate it and wake up in the middle of the joys and sorrows of being human. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you all. And just to say, for